Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Rise today to ask my colleagues to support H.R. 2288 as amended. First, I want to thank the Disabilities Assistance and Memorial Affairs Subcommittee Chairman Bost and Ranking Member Esty for their hard work in bringing H.R. 2288 to the floor. I also want to thank every member of the Veterans Affairs Committee, both Republican and Democrat, who all are original co-sponsors of this bill. The committee has been working on overhauling VA's appeals process, which was established back in 1933. The problem is that the current system is slow, cumbersome, frustrating, and full of bureaucratic red tape. As a result, there are currently 470,000 veterans, many of whom may have been injured in the line of duty, who are waiting for a decision on their appeal. Many of these folks have been waiting for more than 5 years, and veterans are filing more appeals every day. Last year, VA Deputy Secretary Sloan testified that if Congress doesn't pass reform soon, by 2027, veterans may have to wait as long as 10 years to get a decision on their appeal. Think about that. In 2027, men and women who served our nation may have to wait a decade to get a decision on their appeal. The veterans have bills to pay and families to support. Even worse, they may need medical treatment so that they can't get to the VA because their appeal hasn't been decided. Mr. Speaker, I had one of the dearest friends I've had in my life died a little over 2 years ago waiting on a decision on an appeal. H.R. 2288 would help streamline VA's appeals process while giving veterans more options and protecting their due process rights. This legislation includes a compromise agreement that was reached between VA and the Veterans Service Organizations, which passed the House last Congress as part of H.R. 5620. We've added a few improvements since last year. For example, we've expanded the bill to allow some veterans who are currently having pending appeals to opt in to the new system. I really believe that the changes in this bill will make a difference and help expedite the process so that veterans can get a decision on their appeal and then get on with their lives. I'm going to pull out all stops to get this bill on the President's desk as soon as possible. We're talking with our colleagues in the Senate, including Chairman Isaacson, Ranking Member Tester, and Senator Blumenthal, to resolve a few minor differences between the House version and the Senate version. The sooner we get this bill passed, the sooner our nation's veterans will be able to get their decisions on appeal in a timely manner. Veterans deserve no less. Mr. Speaker, I ask my colleagues to support H.R. 2288 as amended, and I reserve the balance of my time.